Welcome to the Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions with your Game Master, Chris Wagner. In this session, we carry on with the epilogue of The Horror at Hugeldahl. Enjoy!
When we last left off, we had just essentially finished a large combat just outside the city of Hugeldahl.
You mean we all saved Thorin?
Effectively, yes.
Okay. We want to make that clear.
Thorin. The immortal, right? That's the one we're talking about.
As an Ironbreaker, you know.
Apparently unkillable.
Not unmameable.
Not unmameable. Just unkillable.
I'm thinking several sessions from now, he's just going to be a body of a dwarf for the head.
We'll have to pull him around on a wagon.
He'll still be fighting and killing people. But
we'll put a spiked helmet on him and just push him downhill.
Just a big lump of scar tissue.
So, the fight had taken place out at the cavalcade in the middle of the night. You guys had gone out there with torches brandished and thrown them ineffectively through the air. But eventually you got the place to blaze up and defeated all of the minions, at least, of the Chaos Sorcerer that had been present there. Both he and his noble plague bearer have both escaped into the night and fled off into the darkness and into the woods of the east.
His creepy plague bearer?
Effeminate one.
Very, very nicely dressed at one point.
Foppy.
But you've managed to deal with both the strong man and his wife and all of the acrobats and jugglers. Also with the little horde of nurglings that had come barreling out of the wagon and attempted to maim and eat Conrad. And you'd lost, I believe, a total of 6 of the 10 dwarves that came with you. The engineer ended up fleeing in fright from the giant mutant that smashed its way out of the final circus wagon, or cavalcade wagon. And that brought us to the conclusion of the fight, where Dave decided that rather than get out of the way of the charging, rampaging mutant, he'd go ahead and stay in the way.
I mean, he couldn't let that thing, you know, romp around the village.
We couldn't tell if it was heroicism or just stubbornness.
Yes, both.
Oh, yeah. Thorin says
it can be both.
Heroic, definitely.
So
that's how the story will be told later.
Thorin is left quite worse for wear, but still alive and breathing. He's
you got badly, a full stack of critical wounds.
He had 5 crits and was 1 above his wound threshold, so he was basically like teetering on the edge of oblivion.
And, 1 above his wound? You mean he was at his wound threshold?
I think he was at.
Yeah. Yeah, he was 1
wound. 1 or 0. So
he was 1 wound away from oblivion, I think, what I remember.
So we got close. I tried. Don't let it be said I didn't try. And so we essentially left it right there. So that was sort of the final point there. The town's guards, you'd all essentially noted that they had been drugged heavily before the night's events here, so none of them, despite your efforts to wake the ones at the gate, they essentially fell asleep halfway back out here, and nobody else has come running to your aid despite the blaze of the wagons going up in the middle of the night.
Okay. Well, I think we're I was really hoping to like ransack all the loot that we might find, or some magical items, or what we could discover, but I think it's all on fire and ultimately going to burn down, which is probably not a bad thing.
What, the town is going to burn down?
No, the cavalcade.
Yeah, and certainly, as you sort of step back and start, you know, thinking about, what treasure might have been in that wagon, for the first time, beyond just the orange hue of the flames, you actually notice that the smoke billowing up from that wagon is like a sickly yellow color as it goes up into the sky of that one wagon in particular. The rest of them are burning normal, but the one is just sort of billowing out this vapor that you're thinking, I probably don't want to breathe that.
Well, I think maybe should we take a few steps back you know what we should do? Is we need to throw the bodies of anything that is foul.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get the dwarves to throw that into the fire.
Good idea. I'll do that.
Okay. You toss them onto the pyre, get it burning a little better.
Thank you.
That was like the easiest
disease check for you.
No, because it sounds like a good idea.
In my head, I was just like, why would they do that?
And I still, like, it's hard for me to piece thoughts together because I probably still have whatever that disease was.
I will gladly take advantage of that for a while.
Purple fever or whatever.
Yes.
Helga's going to keep mom, but she thinks that you pulled a good one on him.
But it's pretty easy to get the pussy remains of the Nurglings on the end of a stick and toss them onto the fire. And the big, you know, ape-like mutant, that's probably going to be a little more challenging. But all working together with your little henchmen and stuff, you're able to drag it close and, you know, pinion it up onto the fire there. So it goes up in flames. And that, when that burns, it also goes up with yellow smoke. Well, the few little pustules that were bubbling out of the vomit from the plague bearer begin to form like little tiny infantile arms as you guys are doing this, and you start seeing like a single eye opening up out of the little bubbles. Are you going to step on them or something?
I'll just bring some fire to them.
Okay. That cooks them up pretty good.
I'll step on one.
It pops. Gets nasty stuff on your shoe. So, therefore, all of the remaining things that were present here have been burned up, and it looks like the remains are being taken care of by good old fire.
It was nice of your gypsy friends to step in and help us, Helga.
I mean, I feel like you're being sarcastic.
I really am a little concerned that they had no problems with this.
They're gypsies. I thought we covered that.
Should we talk to them?
Sure, I mean, they're just gonna smile at us and say, oh, that must have been bad.
All right, fine. Let's go in and take a good night's rest then.
Okay. Are you guys gonna seal up the gate behind you?
Yes.
I think for sure.
Okay, excellent. You retreat
can
back
to...
Can
we write a little note for the guards and let them know that
are
we
you gonna
took,
bring them back in?
Yes.
Are they still out there?
They wandered a few feet outside before they fell asleep again.
We bring the fallen dwarves back in, too.
We'll put them back into their wherever their spots were.
And like, except they,
the five that were mauled by the plague bearer, their wounds are already like turning all kinds of festering green colors from the blade that hit them.
And with the rest of the dwarves, we will perform some rites over them and give them a funeral pyre.
Okay, good enough.
Separate from the other one?
Yeah. You're not going to throw them into the chaos?
I think we'll still burn them, though.
Yeah.
I think that's wise.
Yeah.
Good choice. Very well. So you collect the two, the simpleton and his uncle, and drag them back in, prop them back up in their chairs, shut the gate up tight, lock the locks, and retire back to the inn, which is apparently unmanned at this point. So you can stay wherever you want.
We have an inn and a cart.
We now own said inn. Dave, you can take over this place, man.
Sure.
If you can just defend yourself from some... I bet we could talk our way into owning some property here now.
Sure.
Not that we'd want to. It sounds like a horrible place.
I mean, I don't want any property.
Brown and dead and...
with a crazy guy.
Fantastic.
And, yeah.
It's cheap.
It is cheap.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's effectively free.
Well, for now it's free, yeah.
That's right.
Should we find Agnetha?
It's still 3 in the morning.
Yes.
Do we need to wait till the morning, or do we need to go and start messing stuff up?
Head on doors at 3 a.m.?
I'm a little tired.
You could. The dwarves are all like, hey, you know.
You know what, you guys, what we'll do is we'll go to bed. No one will be the wiser that the world was saved. We'll just wake up the next morning and everything will be back to normal.
Except for the usual. Dead bodies in the inn and the fire outside town. You know what, that's a good idea.
And the corpse in the well.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to leave a note on the front door of the inn saying
that it's
closed.
I have no idea how that happened.
I'm going to leave a note on the front of the door that says closed. We'll explain later.
Okay. Well and good.
I think we go to sleep.
Very well. Yeah, I mean, that sounds reasonable. You guys are all pretty exhausted and near death and all that. So you guys get the remainder of the night. You're able to sleep with some occasional nightmares of, you know, catching some contagion that you just can't shake. Disturbs you a little bit, but otherwise you make it through the night.
I think there's a couple of disease rolls to be had.
There are. In particular, you had one that was a temporary effect from that spell.
Yes, I have the little red bumps.
That spell.
Okay, so that is a resilience roll?
That was a resilience technically right after the combat to see if that became permanent.
And resilience is toughness. and difficulty?
Two.
And I have no benefits on that one, so... I fail with a chaos star.
Yeah, you're sick.
But a boon.
Yeah, those bumps don't recede when the magic goes away. It looks like the infection became permanent.
I had the grim ague.
Do we recall what that was called? I don't have the...
Yeah, I think yours was the red pox.
Red pox. I'm going to write that down.
I do have the ghoul pox and the red pox.
Yes.
So what do I roll?
Yours was inflicted on you in a permanent fashion the first time, I believe.
The ghoul pox?
I think so.
Ghoul pox was permanent.
Well, not that. I mean, the other one. Didn't she get the red pox from something else?
That was also permanent.
The red pox I got when I drank from the vial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't... It wasn't.
It's, I mean, not like it won't ever go away, but it wasn't like a spell effect where his was. His was like, it was till the end of the encounter, but then you had to roll to see if it stuck. Mm. So that's what that was about. Now it's morning, mm-hmm. and now you're rolling to see if you can cure yourselves of the diseases you've contracted. So
the so I'll roll. That was to see if I
contracted. That was to see if it actually stuck as opposed to just melted away with the magic.
And it's the same
roll? Same roll to recover.
And do we have any bonuses for sleeping in an inn?
You get an additional white dice for that.
That is a neutral.
Okay, so, so you're still scratching and itching, and you've got two separate diseases, so you have to roll for both. It's not a case where you had additional symptoms like before, so you'll actually have to make two separate rolls.
So is this a resilience check?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to ditch my...
I think that's something Helga's really good at.
Yeah.
So resilience...
And what's the difficulty on it?
Difficulty is two for the red pox.
Okay. This is for the red pox.
I think it was only a one.
The ghoul pox was worse.
No.
They were both severity rating four for whatever that...
Oh, you know what? There, it's always a two for recovery unless there's another situation.
I fail with a critical and a boon.
Wow.
So the crit turns into a normal success and gets canceled out by the failure. So you've still got red pox.
I've got a boon.
It doesn't itch so bad today.
Okay. I succeeded super. With two hands and a boon.
Okay. So your mind fog clears. And then Dave, you had the same one as he did. So.
Okay. So I still have the red pox. And then how much difficulty?
That's mine. Same thing. I don't know if that's yours. My toughness both. Toughness five.
Yeah.
So it's each hammer resilient. You get reduces the symptom by one?
It's a neutral.
Until it goes
down. No, you have to have enough to cancel the... You have to have an
excess of four.
Yes.
Like if it's a severity four, you have to have an excess of four to get rid of it.
Are you? Were you sick?
I think Gulpox is only a three.
I think I recall them both being a four.
Oh, that's right.
Because I had to send
success.
One.
I don't remember.
What does it matter?
I neutraled out on it.
Okay. So right now you're still
cancels this.
Yep. Ill.
I'm still ill.
Success with two boons and a chaos star.
A chaos star. Was that your last success?
Dave's other hand falls off.
Oh, wait, this is what I'm doing.
Because that was your last success, then the chaos star will just cancel if you're still sick.
Well, he has one.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah, that cancels. That chaos star will remove that, and you're still ill, so Dave. Still so sick. You still have the mind fog going. Like you.
I've got the black lung.
So you're waking up, still a little, you don't quite remember where you are.
You're doing better though, right, Burden?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's are clear. You disease-free?
Disease-free.
Yeah, clear-headed.
Just hurt.
Maybe we should make some corruption rolls. We fought demons. I want all the exposure I can get. Uh-huh. Not like exposure, but like, I mean, I feel somebody touched demon parts when he burned them and maybe needs some...
Well, we know you didn't because you were far away with your fancy magic.
Calling for the dwarves. Get between me and the sorcerer.
on a metagame perspective, this is me talking from a GM. I want some of my players to have more corruption points.
Well, I'm going to let this one slide. I'll let Jesse can inflict you corruption.
I have Benadryl spray if anybody's...
I'm going to give the dwarves resilience.
Hand sanitizer.
All right, so it's morning time. You have a bunch of dead bodies here in the inn. You have a smoldering pile of ash outside the gate. Town is starting to wake up, come to life. What's the plan, folks?
I was just going to tell them we had a bonfire.
Is there like a
and
keg that I can carry?
We ran out of marshmallows.
Yeah. I have a keg in a mug.
It's going to be a rough day. I think we should just leave the inn and go confront Agnetha. We've got the clothes sign on it.
There was... Wait. In the fight in the inn, the innkeeper escaped and was down at the bottom of the stairs. You killed him.
Yep.
Immediately. The doctor
is at the bottom
of the well. I confronted him in the hallway, and you guys took out as well. Those were the only two people we saw escape, right?
Yeah. That is correct. Everybody so else.
Everybody out. That ambushed us in the inn is dead.
Yes.
He's up in our rooms, yeah.
Burn down the inn?
What, you mean that'll, you know, that'll make us
let's
look
go,
bad?
Let's go out and look in the well and see if there's anything there.
Okay.
I don't think he's dead.
I'm armored up and I have my gear, but I have a mug and a keg with me.
So okay.
If he's not, at least his skin's going to be all pruny from being in the water.
He might have escaped, too. We go outside
but how could he
poke
have
our head
escaped?
Down the... I don't know. He's either going to be... I kind of want to know now if he's there or not.
Well, you look down. There's morning daylight streaming down to the well. You're thinking, well, maybe he's floating, right, at the top. You don't see anybody floating. So he either sank or he's not in there anymore.
Dave, do you want to go swimming?
I'm not going back down there.
I'm being especially cautious. I don't know who else in this town is against us. It may not have just been these guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I say we just book it.
Conrad has one other problem here that...
Sunlight's okay for you.
He's feeling a little remorseful now that we threw a dead body or a person into the well. That not so much who we threw in the well, but the rest of the town's water source is probably now polluted. And there's going to be a dead rotting corpse in their water source. And if they weren't all sick before, they're really going to be now. And
do you express
really...
this?
I mean, yeah.
I'll go fishing with my grappling hook.
Okay. You trawl up a few nasty like bits of broken rope that might have fallen in there at some point and a few other things, but no body.
Whew. Okay, now that's all good.
I'm going to look around and see if there's any kind of muddy tracks or anything leading.
I bet there's like a trap door in the well or something.
Observation.
Yeah, make an observation check. And it's... There hasn't been a lot of activity out here last night, so I'll give you an extra white dice for, you know, nobody else traipsing all over the tracks or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, difficulty. Average difficulty, too.
Ooh, that's a lot of...
That's a lot of nothing. Those cancel.
Okay.
You look around, there's no like soggy, limping, wet footprints leading away from the well, anything like that, because you'll recall his leg was broken.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking if he's not right where you, down at the bottom there, that either the well like opens up into a larger cavern or something like that down there, but he didn't come up this way.
Sewer.
I like the idea of leaving town.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Do we need to at least talk to Agnetha and confront her or get some kind of closure, or are we just...
You came here with a mission to find out.
My mission was to stop the blight. It looks like we've at least temporarily stopped its source. We've disrupted its source. We haven't stopped it. So I think technically my mission's complete, but I still also fear that all the pieces needed to rebuild what was going on are still in
place. Where was the last place we saw Agnetha?
She's up at her house. She's probably still there. She's the mayor.
Well, but she was awful fond of the doctor.
The major domo.
Although I wonder now that if the doctor's gone and he stopped like providing medicine to her.
Well, she may not even know that he's gone yet.
Yeah.
Because he's only been dead for...
I think out of morbid curiosity, I want to go see Agnetha.
I'd like to, too. Yeah. I think you and her need one more confrontation, at least.
Perhaps.
Let's load up the wagon and we'll drive up to her place.
Yeah, okay, I like that idea. The wagon
the
is prepared.
Break the news.
Very well. You guys spend an hour lashing all your stuff into the, into the wagon, packing your bags.
Get away, wagon.
Arranging the bodies nicely in a closet somewhere in the inn.
I leave a note.
Okay.
Self-defense.
Okay. Is that it? Signed K.
Conrad.
Oh, clearly.
I make sure we have enough supply of beer.
All right.
To get us
there's
to
plenty.
The next destination.
If you don't mind lifting beer from the inn, then there's plenty of it to be had.
I think we earned that beer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. I'm going to take Rob also from the tie up he was at. And
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Tend right. to him a
He's
little
looking
bit.
A little roomy-eyed.
Oh. Nah. I'm going to have to give him some tea.
Stragani camp.
I just give him some of my tea leaves to chew on.
Nice. Poor Rob. Give him some of the beer.
Is that a third horn?
Oh! Corruption goes to the goat. And that would explain the live session that we did with the Chaos Goat Spawn.
Oh, jeez.
I think I was wagon packed. We were ready to leave town.
Okay.
Before we say our goodbyes. Dave, you still have an engineer to go talk to.
Is he still around?
Hopefully. You have a prosthetic to pick up.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That's right. An offer.
That'll be after Agnetha. Let's hit up the engineer.
Yeah, we'll talk to the dwarves and kind of close with them.
But that wasn't the engineer that we dealt with, is it?
It was the engineer who came to combat with us. Yeah.
Yeah.
He took off at the end. He got scared when the big beast came out.
Hopefully my arm's done.
We all got scared.
I mean, he really hasn't had any more time to work on it, but you might get something.
Maybe you can leave a forwarding address.
When completed.
Maybe you can take a partially completed.
Maybe the next town has an engineer that can finish it.
I can work on it for you.
There you go. You're an engineer.
Do you have aspirations of tinkering?
Yeah. That's where he's headed.
All right.
Okay, good enough. So you guys got the wagon packed. You pull on up to the estate of Agnetha, which is still, you know, walled.
Well, we go to the dwarves and the engineer first.
Sure. Okay, that's fine.
So we have a straight shot for the game.
The dwarves are clearly remorseful. They're, you know, bummed out that they lost even more of their depleted number. You know, they've already suffered a ton of casualties when the priest took the ones out to fight the beastmen, and they all got wiped out. So now even more of their enterprising cousins have all been wiped out, the ones that weren't fighters but more just merchants and such. They've all been wiped out in defense of the town. They don't seem to hold a grudge against you for dragging them out. They clearly look at that as like, hey, that needed to be done, but they're pretty, you know, morose.
Give them some beer to drown their sorrows.
Alright, that'll help grease the old wheels, as it were. And you travel on over to Thorsten's. He's been up all night, sort of nervously, like, you know, fiddling with his gun and reloading and just kind of like dealing with the after effect of confronting these horrible things that he wasn't used to seeing. So when you guys arrive, he's, you know, bleary eyed and sort of, you know, pale, but awake and, you know, ready to receive visitors, I guess. So, will you knock? Shiel, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I would say let's knock.
Okay. He quietly comes to the door and just kind of opens it, sees it's you guys, doesn't say anything, turns and like leaves the door open and walks back to his table and sits back down.
PTSD.
Walk in.
Yeah.
PTSD.
For PTSD.
You did good. Thanks for your help.
He kind of nods and says, it was going so well till that thing charged right towards us. I lost my nerve.
Oh. It's understandable.
It happens.
He looks at you like, oh. I can't believe you survived that.
I can't either.
You did what needed to be done for your town. It was brave deeds.
Says he kind of looks out, sees your wagon out there, and says, well, it looks like you're moving on. He points over at his workbench and says, I didn't have time to complete that, but you're welcome to it. And keep your gold, too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he says, perhaps you can find somebody down the road that can finish putting that together for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So you take a look, and it essentially what he had done is built what looks like a prosthetic stump, right, that's going to like strap onto your remaining part of your arm, and it's got the shield built right into it, which is what you'd kind of talked about. But he's also started to build what is in effect a simple like a pincher on the inside, so it's not like a full hand or anything. It's more like just a pincher, but it starts off open and it's got like a little triggering mechanism in the palm, so if you like push it against something, the thumb thing will snap shut, but you'll have to actually ratchet it open like with your other hand to like open the grip back up again.
That's awesome.
So
what you're saying is he could effectively throat tear people.
he could go all MacGruber on them. And
I'm sensing a new special move for
you. I'll pull this if you say you give up.
So yeah, so you take a quick look at it as well and realize that it's functional as is in terms of just having the shield back on. You can like strap it on. It's not because it's poorly made, but because it is a prosthetic, it counts as, you know, it's like a poor quality version of a shield, but that's sort of to be expected. But you could probably do some work on it, maybe improve that a little bit, brace the straps a little more, maybe overcome that inherent flaw.
Okay.
So something for you to strive for, maybe, you know, your first tinkering project. Mm-hmm. And the mechanics of the latch still need a little work too. So right now it'll snap shut, but it looks like if it was to snap shut right now, it would be like a major undertaking to open it. The little lever isn't working yet. So you'll have to get the lever working and then maybe work on bracing those straps, and then it'll be a much better device.
I'll be scheming.
All right. So you've collected that. You've managed to keep some of your cursed dwarven gold. And we're ready for Agnetha?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Not to be anticlimactic, but when you arrive, it doesn't sound like she is willing to take you guys back in as guests anytime soon. Her guard have been instructed not to allow your particular band back in so soon after your last meeting didn't end well and somebody stole her flask.
Well, all right then, let's book this joint.
I mean, okay.
If she doesn't want to see us, I don't care.
Should we say goodbye to Hugeldahl? I'd like to go back to Altdorf And I'd like to see my collegiate master and report in on what we found here.
Do we need you to clear anything to, you know, not be accused of crimes of the Empire? And since we were under your employment?
I will.
I don't know how this Empire law works.
I will bear any responsibility of what.
Should we set the inn on fire?
I think this town has the foundations of rebuilding itself as long
fire!
As.
Fire! More fire! It worked so great last time.
It really did. I think we should just leave.
Okay. Did you want to talk to maybe the town watch? Or perhaps the.
Are they still suffering? Gardner have more.
They're suffering some. Good call.
Gardner, yeah, that was going to be.
You're rather wise and seemingly unsick guard out there that you could probably talk to.
Sure, mm-hmm. Let's go talk to him.
Okay,
man, all right. You as you guys leave, he's at his post and looking a little puzzled as he stares at the ash pile where the cavalcade was. The gypsies look like they've resumed life as usual this morning. You hear some quaint music being played from their wagons. And
I want to go over there, actually.
Dogs are barking and things like that. So.
With my goat.
Okay.
To see if they can do something for him. Where's your pigeon in all of this?
On my shoulder. That's right. Every once in a while, I swat at it, and it comes back.
Okay, let's deal with that real quick first. So you wander off while they go to talk to the guard at the Garden of Moor.
Uh-huh.
You wander over into the gypsy encampment there, and they don't seem any, you know, different towards you. They they welcome you in and smile and wave as you enter the camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the kids runs up and offers you like a little honey candy and
oh,
and
for free?
Yeah, he just holds
it. I'll take it.
And he goes to pet your goat and sees the little third stump and goes,
oh!
Kind of pulls his hand back like,
hey, I'll
go. Rob, no! Not you! Not this way!
What do you see?
He's got a little teeny third horn just next to.
I mean, how is my goat behaving? Like, is he?
He just seems like, you know, he's a little standoffish, like he's feeling a little under the weather, but.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll take him back to the woman who helped me the first time, and.
Okay.
Warn.
She kind of looks at it, looks at you, and smiles at you, and looks at the goat, spits, and goes, like, little.
The hex sign.
Is there nothing you can do for him?
She glances at a butcher's knife.
What, no!
The smoking piles of.
I mean, come on.
I need to update Rob's picture.
You need to give him a pigeon.
I do.
Oh, geez.
She kind of thinks about it and goes, well.
I can do a charm roll.
I'll see if I can do something for that.
Okay.
And she goes and starts plucking little clumps of herbs and stuff from the sprigs that she has hanging up all over the inside of the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And kind of puts together like an itty bitty little hay bale, and she says, you know, once you're out of town, have him eat that.
Thank you. How'd you guys enjoy the show last night?
And she says, well, considering the way that it ended up, it was quite lovely.
Are you guys gonna stay here?
She says, we come and go. It's about time to move on, but we'll be back.
Alrighty.
So,
I want a cool bandana or something.
They have plenty of, like, you know, skirts and scarves and all kinds of stuff.
You mean like a headscarf?
Yeah, I'll take a headscarf.
Sure.
Come back looking like a Strigani.
Mm-hmm.
You can get one of, like, 10 brass. It's a nice one. They sell stuff cheap.
Whatever, I'll take it.
Alright.
So I have nothing really to say to the guy at the Garden of Moor. I'm kind of at a loss for what to talk to him about. Do you have any ideas?
Well, there's not much to bury over there. I don't know how you deal with a burnt out chaos cultist.
He raises an eyebrow. He says, is that why the ash has turned green?
Yeah, the flames were green too. Kind of yellowish.
He says, I was abed last night and heard nothing. He says, mind telling me what happened out here?
Oh.
How much time do you have?
We were asleep.
He looks at the garden. Says, yeah. Well, I'm not going anywhere.
I think let's accurately relay what happened, like, you know, with as much detail as possible.
In the end.
We make sure to mention the few corpses in the inn that need to be tended to.
You tell him about throwing the doctor in the well?
Yes.
Apparently Helga did. Yes.
Okay. He doesn't seem to mind that you threw him in the well, but when you mentioned that you weren't able to fish him back out, he looks a little concerned.
I didn't see any tracks either.
Kind of, you know, rubs his chin. He says, you know, there's some old caverns down there. He says, well...
You guys should send a search party.
Maybe
he might
be
dead.
He says, I have no reason to doubt the words that you've conveyed to me. And he says, and... clearly something horrible happened here last night and it was prevented from getting into the town. And with that being said, I've already heard some talk from some of the dwarven community this morning on my way out to my post that mentioned being in the fight with you guys, and everything you've said has corroborated that. He says, I will stand as a witness in your behalf should anyone ask what happened here last night, and I'll convey it to everyone in the town.
Can we, do we need... to help you with the burial service for the bodies you need to collect, or can we make a donation to the temple?
He says if you'd make a donation to the temple, I will see that the priests of, or the attendants of Moor receive it and put it to the appropriate use. He says, I'm sure, he kind of points it, you know, into the town towards the inn. He says the guild will reclaim the inn and find new management shortly. And he says, and we'll make sure that the town guard get put to work for their slovenly duties, and we'll have them take care of the remains out here.
What about Agnetha and the royal family?
He says, well, I'm not nobility, so there's not much I can do there, but perhaps you can tell the tale of what you've found and done here to someone back in Ubersreich or Altdorf, and let the appropriate uppers do something about it.
We'll tell the Shalian priests if we come across them that the doctor is no longer going to impede them.
And let them know that we could use their services once again.
Fair enough. I will. I'll give them 1 gold to help with the donation.
Okay. He thanks you profusely.
We don't have to do this in front of him. We can pay each other later.
The pouch I was given at the beginning of this journey to bury the...
all the corpses that are rotting on the road?
I'm just going to hand that over to him.
Okay.
I don't know how much is in there. I never counted it.
Okay. Good enough.
I hop on the wagon and say, Baredon, why aren't we on the road yet?
All right.
Farewell. I'll hop up and drive.
You sail off into the sunset.
And in our last glimpse, we look down at the grass. There's a single sprig of
green. A single shoot of green.
It's not good green.
Oh. Oh, yeah, we helped.
The hay bale.
Oh, hay bale.
Oh, okay. We can keep going. I'll edit that out.
I'm having images of Mongo bursting out of the other wagon.
Here, let's just continue from there.
Sure. So you're going to wait, you know, shortly out of town and give him a little hay bale?
Sure.
All right. Let's have you make a resilience check for Rob. I don't know if we've statted him out.
We've never statted him out.
Let's give him a 3.
Sure.
We've ratted him out.
He's a tough little goat.
Yes.
Resilience check, 2 purple.
Can I get a white dice for all the love that I have for him?
Sure.
Rob, you will survive. No.
Oh.
That's a fail.
Okay. So, no chaos star.
So the gypsies trying to poison the goat?
No, they were not trying to poison the goat. And no chaos star came up there, so he doesn't, like, erupt into, like, an exploding ball of, you know, Nurgle putrescence. Mm-hmm.
But he does have a third.
But he does have a third nub of a horn, and he looks like he's maybe feeling a little bit better, so he's not all roomy-eyed and stuff, so maybe it cured up his little, you know, cold or something that he had.
But ultimately not the horn.
But ultimately not the third horn.
That's great.
So it's on the right, so you get 2 right and 1 left.
Excellent. Excellent. They're lopsided.
But you have that bandana. Maybe you can somehow...
But no, that's mine.
The goat. He'll tend to walk into a circle more.
We'll just keep filing it down all the time, right?
I thought the gypsy was going to do was file it down.
I'm going to put the bandana around my head, so okay. It'll look awesome.
You do look awesome. And now, fade to black.